Restoring My Soul, Monday the 16th of January. Rachel's Envy and Sorcery. Rachel's uncleanness was on display when she traded time with Jacob for the mandrakes that Reuben had picked for Leah during the days of the wheat harvest. Rachel, of course, was the woman whom Jacob had chosen to marry, and because of this, she presumed to preside over the harem and to moderate the access of the other women to Jacob. This assumed role, informed by the dynamics of envy, established a relational pecking order among the women. They should have been a community of faith who were serving one another by love. Furthermore, Rachel exercised this authority without reference to Jacob, depreciating the expression of his headship within the household. Mandrakes are a fruit-producing plant with dark green leaves and small purple flowers. The yellow fruit of the mandrake is small, sweet to taste, and fragrant. The root of the plant has hallucinogenic and narcotic properties. According to Oriental superstition, the mandrake is supposed to possess the virtue of conciliating love and promoting fruitfulness. Interestingly, in some cultures, the root of the mandrake was sculpted into amulets or charms, which were believed to endow a person with good fortune and to cure sterility. It is not clear how Rachel intended to use the mandrakes, whether she viewed it as a natural remedy for infertility, whether she intended to supply it to Jacob as an aphrodisiac, or whether she deployed it as charm to enhance her chances of conception. Irrespective of her intent, her investment in this therapy marked her lack of faith. It was an expression of sorcery through which she endeavoured to secure Jacob's investment in the objectives associated with her romantic desire. This was a source of significant uncleanness that produced for her only further delusion and oppression. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 30 verse 14, Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, Proverbs 31 verse 30, 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 22 and 23, and 1 Chronicles chapter 10 verses 13 and 14. For further study, Galatians chapter 5.